Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by gamers for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus, and
I'm Bayless.
And today we're going to talk about addiction and its dark consequences.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I gotta go get the shinies.
Well, I thought you were talking about glue.
Come on.
It's like I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
That was a long time ago. I'm better now. I'm better. Anyway, so I noticed when I'm recording my videos for gamingstuff.website, the videos I do for Meander About Middle Earth, see it on YouTube, that I can't just go from point A to point B when I'm doing quests, because it's a zigzag line as I'm running from, here's some wood I gotta pick up, here's some ore I've gotta gather, here's some beastie I have to kill to get its skins. And I do it without even thinking about it. It's just, ooh, there's a shiny, go get the shiny.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point of the game. They want you to explore. They want you to go to all these places. They want to keep you, you know, moving and enjoying the content. If you don't go after that ancient sapling, which is kind of a strange comment, that's what it's called. But you go out there to get that tree, and hey, over the edge of that cliff, there's a whole area you didn't know existed because you didn't walk that direction. Nothing looked interesting. They're trying to lead you by the nose to areas to explore.
Yeah, but it seems like it's almost more than that. Yes, I know they want you to explore the games and whatnot, but it also seems like there's, you know, just doing the quests gets you going here and there and wherever, but with gathering quests especially, just seeing that little ping on your mini-map of, ooh, there's a little yellow dot, I must go get the shiny. It's like ingrained in your brain. It makes you feel good going and grabbing that wood and grabbing that ore.
Mm-hmm.
It's playing on addictive tendencies.
Well, yeah. The whole game is based around addictive tendencies. They're trying to keep you playing. And if it's a pay for, you know, a monthly subscription,
not
they
a whole lot
need
of those
to
left.
Keep you playing.
Even so, even without a subscription, they need to keep you playing because the whales need to have people playing even the free-to-play games. So if they feel, oh, they're not alone out here spending hundreds of dollars a month on a game.
Well,
those people are addicted.
I don't have room to talk. Remember the 20,000 plus achievement points? I've been playing a lot.
Yeah, okay. But at least you started at the beginning and, you know, was it closed beta or open beta you got?
I started playing at the very first beta.
Yeah. So you basically, from the beginning, straightforward through, you basically abandoned World of Warcraft and went straight into Guild Wars 2 and...
Well, I still played World of Warcraft if I needed a nap.
Come on, it's not that bad.
At that time, it was.
Well...
Because Cataclysm was out, and we'd done all the content in Cataclysm. Which pretty much sucked.
Yeah.
So, there was just nothing. The same old quests, the same old content, the same old... Nothing... For the casual to play.
True.
Well, if you're a raider, lots of stuff.
Yeah, but that's another story. And they had two worse expansions after that before they finally came out with a good one.
I don't know. I stopped playing then. I haven't played it since.
Legion's good.
I don't care if it's free to play. Ugh.
It's not. But I will say they actually got one thing really good with Legion. They made it to where quests scale with you in the Legion area, so they have basically their negative one level. Yes, I know that Guild Wars 2 does that, but they took that into the game, and now the game is so much better.
Who would have thought it? That's a good idea.
After level 100. But you got to get to level 100 to get there. So.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, that's completely off topic. We're talking shinies today. And it's not just us. I know my wife, when she would play Rift, and when she used to play Lord of the Rings Online with me, she was constantly chasing after shinies, especially in Rift. That's where we got the name, where I got the name for it. Ooh, the shinies, because she'd run off, she'd see artifact that she had to go pick up. And ooh, can I have this one? Can I have this one? Yes, you can have that one. You can have all the artifacts. That's fine. It's cool. So she'd just run off. It's like, wait, we're fighting something. Artifact! No, we're fighting something!
What, you couldn't take it for her?
No, I usually did. That's not the point. We were fighting something. Don't run off when we're fighting something. Which is kind of the whole where it's like, yeah, they're doing it deliberately. And it kind of bothers me. I know why they do it. Yes, they want people to play the game. Play the game longer and whatnot. Maybe you'll spend more money in the game. That's fine. Or at the very least, you're keeping whales company or you're paying a subscription. Because really, it's kind of a misnomer if you're paying a subscription for a game. They want you to use the game less, actually, so that you're not burning up as much resources. They're still getting the same amount of money out of you for the time. But if you're free to play, they want you to play more so that you're more likely to buy stupid stuff on their store and be a presence for the whales, who are definitely spending money.
Now, there's another factor behind the gathering professions. In World of Warcraft, I made bank. Lots and lots of money because of the raiders. You go out and you farm all the herbs and all the stuff that they need
to create their elixirs.
For those elixirs and all the things they needed for their raiding. Uh-huh. And that was just it. Their elixirs, they'd burn them up and they're coming back for more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, I was making so much money selling the materials they needed for their crafters to make the elixirs and all the other stuff they needed. Heck, when I had my enchantress she was one of the six people on our server who had this one defense enchant for a bracer. And I could ask almost anything. 50 gold for that enchantment. You supply the materials. They paid it. Why? Because the tanks needed it.
Yeah.
Then they'd upgrade their gear and they'd pay you again to put it on the new piece of gear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why with my Tauren Monk I'm running now for Mammo for the World of Warcraft portion of Meander About MMORPGs. I am making way too many shows. Anyway, he's doing herbalism and skinning, because you're always going to be able to get skins while you're fighting. That's just easy as hell. And herbalism is probably the best gathering profession, bar none. It always makes money. Always. Maybe sometimes you can't sell your peace bloom. I just sold a partial stack of peace bloom for almost 7 gold.
Mm-hmm.
It was way overpriced because nobody was selling Peace Bloom at the time. I happened to drop 20-something Peace Bloom on the auction house, made bank.
Yeah.
My character's making money hand over fist. I've got upgraded all my bags just because selling skins and whatnot, skins and various types of herbs. And this is all low-level stuff. I can't wait until I get to the high-end stuff.
Yeah, but see, with the high-end stuff, everybody's out farming that, so there's not going to be nearly as much demand for it.
True, but the next to highest is always going to sell well.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff for Warlords of Draenor area is always going to sell well. And the Panda Land before that, even and though I, oh God, I hate Panda Land. But they, you know, in Panda Land, you get to have a farm.
Uh-huh.
It's literally Farmville.
Uh-huh. Well, they also have Peace, Bloom, and Ghouls. They're ripping off, you know, Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, I know. But it's just, ugh. Anyway, point is, I kind of got off track, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I do this a lot.
How about this?
I think people are used to that, though, by now.
What are the ideas behind the harvesting in different MMOs? Like with Blizzard, you could only get, there's one node of this particular valuable ore. They make it that way so that people are going to fight over it, and their open world PvP is going to happen more often, which, you know, leads to excitement and more people want to play because everybody loves PvP, right?
Well, yeah, no. But in theory, that worked well at first, I would guess. But not so much anymore.
Well,
open world PvP is dead even on PvP servers.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like the way Guild Wars did it. You know, everybody gets a shot at that node.
Mm-hmm.
It's instance for each and every person, so you never have to fight over the ore.
Yeah.
And when the game first came out, you'd run up, you'd take a node, and somebody'd see you hit it, and they'd just turn and walk away. I had to call them back and tell them that they got a chance at it too.
Yeah.
They thought I was being nice. I was just letting them know, no, this is how this game works.
People were too used to WoW.
Exactly.
But I'll be honest, I thought that actually took away a little bit of the fun of gathering.
Yeah, but it also got rid of a lot of the frustration
from gathering. Yes, absolutely. But it took a little of that excitement away of, you know, you're running, you can see somebody else running towards it, and you're going to get there first, by God, because they took the last node from you, and you're going to get this one. That's not there anymore.
Right. But I didn't like that.
Yeah, I know. I play MMOs to relax, and frustration is not a good thing.
Another feature I liked about the gathering with Guild Wars is the fact that everybody gets to do all of the gathering professions, along with two of the crafting professions. So you don't have to be a miner and an armorsmith. You can be an armorsmith, a weaponsmith, a miner, leather gatherer, and a cloth gatherer.
You have five professions.
No, they don't count them as professions.
Oh.
You just have the mining tools, the scythe for getting herbs, and the I'm drawing a blank now. Oh, the wood, the axe for chopping wood.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else, you just pick those up along the way. Everybody can have them. They're just tools like your armor, along, you know, part of your, when you make your character up, you just load the pieces on and away you go.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they also had the constantly breaking tools they had to replace.
Well, then that also took money out of the economy. People had to constantly buy them. Then, of course, they created the unbreakable ones, which you had to buy with gems. So the store makes
money. Real money.
Yeah. Yes, so the store made money. They have to stay in business. They don't charge a monthly subscription.
True, but you did buy the game. It was supposedly buy to play, and then they make a core mechanic of it, something that costs you actual cash.
You didn't have to buy them. You could buy the breakable ones with in-game gold if you wanted to.
Sure.
But if you wanted the unbreakable ones with the cool features and the cool skins and the nice effects and everything else, then yeah, you ponied up 1,000 gems and you got an unbreakable tool.
It is pretty cool having the pick that shoots lava out of the node and whatnot. I will say that, yeah.
Well, they've got tons of them now. I mean, there's the one where you go to harvest this little flower and you set down the jack-in-the-box and it pops out with the clown laugh and has a reaper sigh and it cuts down the plant for you.
Okay.
Then there's the one where there's this huge magnifying glass that just shines a light down on the node and starts harvesting the ore. Or you've got the little robot that you set it down and it starts like a mining, or like a jackhammer. Just...
You know, you play a weird game, right?
Oh, yeah. But I love it.
Yeah, I can see that. I
Asura's Rule.
I loved Guild Wars 2 as well. And no, Asura do not rule the Char Rule. But that's beside the point.
That's because you're a pussy.
You play an engineer.
Yes.
Don't want to hear you talk. Easy mode.
Uh-huh. Have you actually played an engineer?
I have. It's Turret Palooza.
Not anymore. Turrets suck. The only turret that's worth anything is the rocket turret. The easy mode is the bombs and grenades.
Still, it's engineering stuff. It's easy mode.
Mm-hmm.
I know you play a Guardian as well. You know Guardians
I actually played Guardians and useful. My Elementalist, and I've got every other class.
Yeah. Because you have 980s.
Yes. The only one I'm not impressed with is the Mesmer. I mean, it's not my style.
I never could get into the Mesmer either. They're just not fun. And that's part of the problem, is that crafting is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid fun. Oh, yeah. In that it's stupid, and it shouldn't be fun, but it's fun. Especially gathering. Running around and just picking these things up. It's stupid. It shouldn't be enjoyable, but it is.
But the way they did most of the game, where you can craft the highest level of gear. You don't have to do dungeons to get it. You don't have to raid to get it. You can craft the best gear out there. That makes it, you know, makes crafters valuable.
Yeah.
There was a lot of times where I'm running around with ascended weapons and everybody else has, you know, rares. Because my crafting was maxed out. And I was able to make these really cool items. The downside to it is you can't sell them. Because you make it, it's account bound. Now that's good, because if you make a staff, you can pass it to any other staff wielder in your account. But
That's it.
You can't sell them.
Yeah.
Although some of the stuff you make, you can sell. And it's phenomenally valuable. Like damask patches. Last time I looked, they were like 35 gold a piece.
But at the same time, you have the problem of I'm losing my train of thought. I've been up most of the night. Neither of us could sleep last night, so anyway, I had a thought and it totally left my head about grinding and crafting and questing and...
Yeah, but the nice thing about the way Guild Wars did it is you got experience from gathering. You got experience from crafting. You got experience from almost everything. But
they're not the only game that does that. I mean, no. Lord of the Rings Online
put that in a few years ago. But it was a nice feature. It was a really nice feature for those of us who didn't have a huge guild backing us up. We could go out and just start gathering materials and making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And still, you're gaining levels.
But there's a downside to that. As I'll say with Lord of the Rings Online, a lot of people were very upset that Turbine at the time, they're not running the game, they're not running it anymore, Standing Stone Games is, but at the time, Turbine put in experience for crafting, just gathering stuff, making stuff, all of it, you know, just refining your materials got you experience, all this stuff, and that was fine, except for the people that liked their level 10 hobbit who was never going to leave the Shire, and they were only used for crafting. And suddenly they couldn't stay low level because they were basically being forced to take this experience. Eventually, Turbine created a mechanic so you could turn off experience gain. And they literally had to do that just for these few role players that wanted to stay in the damn Shire and do their farming. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay.
Yes, but if you're going to make a major change like that, you really should consult your players. And they didn't.
Game companies don't consult players. They know what's better.
Uh-huh.
They always know what's better. They know what we'll enjoy more than we do.
And that's why most games suck.
Yeah. Suck might be a little bit of a harsh word unless it's made by Funcom.
Low.
I'm not getting over that. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Best MMO ever. Maintenance mode. Ruined. You never played The Secret World, did you?
I tried it. Got bored real fast.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You have to get into it. It's really awesome. Very challenging. You know, one thing that thing is missing is actually it doesn't have gathering. There's crafting. I never really thought about this until now. Secret World doesn't have open world gathering. You get these little symbols, these little crafting pieces, as you're killing stuff. As you're doing your quests and out killing stuff. And that it's basically be like skinning, I guess, although you're not actually having to skin the monsters. They just drop as treasure and you use that for crafting. Maybe if they had that, maybe people would have played the game more.
Probably not.
No, it's a pretty awesome game. People should have gave it a chance. Especially Funcom.
No, it's not.
Seriously, dude, that was a great game.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I really did. Unfortunately, they took my freaking advice and went and said, gave single player the ability to do pretty much everything in the game. Which I've said for years, that MMOs need to give solo players the ability to do damn near everything so that they can see everything, and even because the majority of players play solo.
Mm-hmm.
For the majority of their time. Yeah, they do stuff with their guilds, they do stuff with their friends, maybe they even raid sometimes. But most of the time, you're out there by yourself.
But if
you're not waiting around for your friends to get on. So they should be able to do everything.
If you're going to do that, though, you have to do it intelligently. Guild Wars 2, if you try to solo one of the dungeons, it's doable. It's definitely doable. It's just insanely difficult in spots.
Yeah. And until Heart of Thorns came out, and now you have to group. But no, hey.
You don't. I never grouped.
I can't get out of the starter area for Heart of Thorns.
Thorns.
Thorns. That's the word. Yes, thorns. I can't get out of the starter area for it.
Well, that's because you haven't worked on your masteries.
So I should grind before doing... I never said you had to
grind them.
Then how do you work on them?
Doing the living story gets you masteries.
Yes, I've done a lot of the living story, and I have some mastery, and I still can't get out of the starter area for the expansion.
Huh.
And I don't suck. I'm playing a guardian. They're not squishy.
Oh, they're not.
They can take care of themselves just fine, and no amount of awesome nodes or awesome crafting is going to keep me playing that game.
That's fine.
Okay, once a month, but, whatever. Depends on how I end up doing with the whole Wildstar Guild Wars 2 thing. Although I'm thinking of tossing Trove into the mix.
Trove's okay. It's just, I don't know.
It's not a game you see being played a lot in Let's Plays.
It's not that fun.
I enjoyed the little bit I played of it. And it definitely has a lot of that whole running around, gathering sort of feel to it. It's fun in that way because you're constantly, you know, breaking bricks and doing stuff.
Yeah. Right? Well, the only thing I found enjoyable was the home instance where you could just, you know, like Minecraft, you could just start building things. So in our group's home instance, I built this whopping great sword with a see-through blade.
Hmm.
It's kind of fun, but there's nothing to really keep your attention. You know, you still have the assets.
Maybe
out
that's
there.
Why nobody's doing Let's Plays of it.
Eh. The community wasn't that awesome. I mean, they tried. When it first came out, they really tried, but the assets kind of overwhelmed it, and
I can't say I remember really running into anybody playing the game.
Well, you'd be playing. You'd be on this little island fishing, and some asshat comes along and mines the island out from underneath you. Okay. So you move somewhere else, and they do that there. They're just screwing with you.
Uh-huh.
And if it's not that, then they'll swim out and stand, you know, place themselves right where you're trying to fish. Which, of course, messes things up. I don't know, it's just, the community sucked.
Well, yeah.
But that's shit. Communities suck in most games.
That's a problem with free-to-play games, but we should get on that on another show. This one's pretty much run its course, I would say. Although somehow we didn't do a whole lot of talking about shinies.
Yeah, there are. I mean,
they're addictive.
Yes, they are. But the game itself is supposed to be addictive.
And usually the game is.
That's how they survive.
I mean, that's why I'm playing Lord of the Rings Online again. That's why I'm playing WoW again. That's why I'm playing Rift again.
No, you're just a glutton for punishment.
Come on. Rift is a good game. WoW is an excellent game.
I never said
anything. Lord of the Rings Online has gotten significantly better.
WoW is what it is. It's nostalgia. It's on the decline. They're doing everything they can to save it.
Yeah, but their in decline is still bigger than every other Western MMO with one exception. They're right up there with Final Fantasy XIV. Nobody else is even close. So their decline is still better than everybody else, most
Final
of them
Fantasy
combined.
14.
I know people that are actively playing it and say it's awesome. I've never even tried it. I can't get past the whole, it's Final Fantasy.
I don't mind Final Fantasy.
I like the early Final Fantasy games, as people know from the whole retro gaming thing, but the later ones, after 7, maybe 9, I guess I should try them more. You'll probably see them show up on the retro channel at some point, on my Tuesday shows. So, anyway. That sounds like a good place to end. So, till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Baolus. Enter generic catchphrase.
Generic catchphrase ending!
What? I'm new at this.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.